Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
95.1 K-Frog. Good morning. It's Scott, Kelly, Anthony, Jenny. And, you know, we were talking on Friday because it seemed like there was a lot of talk going on about Twitter and everything that happens when people tweet things from years ago. And somebody goes and digs everything up. And then in some cases, it can ruin people's lives. Yeah. In some cases, it just has big, you know, what am I looking for? Consequences. Like with Kevin Hart, somebody found tweets of him back in 2010 that were not the best tweets. They were offensive. And in doing so, he ended up stepping down as host of the Oscars because of it. Mm-hmm. And then just over the weekend, we had another example of some tweets that came back to haunt somebody.
Yeah, Kyler Murray, who is a quarterback for Oklahoma, who, what a weekend for him, won the Heisman Trophy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then the next morning, these anti-gay tweets come out from him. He tweeted those when he was 14 years old.
Right.
Yeah, so that was, what, 8, 9 years ago?
Yeah. Like now, granted, yes, it's wrong.
Right.
Okay, but who has the time to sit there and scroll through years past and find these tweets? And that's why we're trying to figure out, should tweets be deleted after a certain amount of time?
Then another couple of cases. Let's not forget Roseanne at the first of the year, how that whole thing blew up on her. One of the directors of one of my superhero movies that got fired from a movie because of old tweets. Now, Tracy, who's one of the contestants on The Bachelor, she's also apologizing about old tweets. So yeah, you do wonder. And the thing with Tyler Murray gets me too. He was 14. Are we being held accountable for what we did when we were 14? If so, I'm in big trouble.
My tweets have been terrible at 14, yeah.
Well, and that's what makes me think, like, okay, that far back, even if I think about it, I'm sure I have horrible tweets that I would not want to go back and look at, because I don't think the same way now that I did even when I was 19.
You're more grown up. You're matured. You would never say...
Don't overdo it.
To a certain degree, I am. Yeah. But yeah, we were talking about, we're like, okay, should tweets have an expiration date? Like, you know, after 2 or 3 years, they just go away? Or should you be accountable for what you put out there?
Now till the end of time.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we putting this to a vote?
Yeah, I think we should have people weigh in because this is huge right now. It's definitely affecting people's lives.
All right.
So what do you think? Should tweets get expired, have an expiration date, or no, sorry, you wanted to put it out there, you should be accountable. You can call to weigh in or text us, 888-431-FROG, 888-431-3764.
95.1 K-Frog. Luke Bryan hadn't had a good Twitter scandal, has he?
Not yet.
Yeah, who wants to go a couple of hours into his Twitter feed?
Oh, man, I remember when it started out. It was going to be so much fun. It was such a great way for celebrities to have direct contact with their fans. Now everybody has a tweet they regret. It happened with our Heisman Trophy winner over the weekend. Saturday, he wins the Heisman. Sunday, he's apologizing for tweets he sent out when he was 14 years old.
14.
All right. Seems to be the new normal now.
So we're asking you, should tweets have an expiration date, or should you be held accountable for what you're putting out there on the internet? Here's a text message that says, it depends. If you're constantly tweeting out hateful things, then you definitely should be held accountable, which I would agree with that. It depends on the nature of what you're doing.
Okay.
Yeah. This text message says, excuse me, I'm surprised Twitter doesn't have a schedule where tweets are automatically deleted after a certain amount of time, which is a great point, because I think it should be.
Yeah. Actually, there's a couple of apps that will do that for you. Line three, do you think tweets should have an expiration date?
I think they should, because like you guys were saying, you change from minute to minute, you change from month to month, and then your total outlook on life will change.
If you had to pick a time frame, tweets should expire after how long?
I'd say a year or even less, because after a year, what's relevant? Nothing.
I still want to know. I'm like you, Anthony. I want to know who is digging through 9,000 tweets to find that one aha gotcha.
That's the thing. You're scrolling like 8 years back, and you're not just scrolling. You're scrolling and reading because you're trying to find that dirt on somebody.
I'm ruining your life because I have no life. All right. You can still weigh in. Call or text us at 888-431-FROG, or you can tweet us at KFROG Radio.
Ironic. All right, Jenny Harmon, what's up? 6:51 at KFROG. Jason Aldean is coming to Stagecoach. Hang on. We will tell you a little bit after 7 about how you could come out for a free show, win some Stagecoach tickets from KFROG. So we're asking the magical question, should tweets have an expiration date? Because almost took down another celebrity based on a couple of tweets that he had sent when he was a teenager. Kyler Murray, who won the Heisman Trophy on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, he's apologizing about tweets he sent out when he was 14.
14 years old.
Yep.
We all said stupid stuff at 14 years old.
He has not had to give back his Heisman, though. We didn't go that far, but I don't know. What's the popular sentiment seem to be?
Okay, here's a text that came in. Says, I deleted TimeHop because I hated seeing some of the stuff that I used to tweet about, and it feels like you can only scroll back so far to delete stuff.
Okay. There was a text message right here that says, with all of our auto checks, there should be a word scanner, and it should flag your tweets as a reminder saying that, oh, this post might be offensive, and there could be consequences down the road. So she thinks there should be like a little security force field before you decide to tweet whatever it is.
What do you think?
I think everything on the internet should have an expiration date, including tweets. The internet has become very popular.
Yep.
Anything that anybody puts out...
Mm-hmm.
If somebody does something great or if somebody accomplishes something, the higher up you go, the more money you make, the more successful you are. Somebody else is always out there to get jealous.
Yep.
And then what that individual or group will do is put a whole bunch of negative things, anything that they can find that might be controversial, that somebody will say, you know what, let's put this out on the internet. Let's make them look bad.
Yep. We do have a real takedown mentality about celebrity. It's, oh, you're successful. Watch this.
And going back to the Kyler Murray thing we were talking about, this tweet says, I definitely think Twitter should delete posts after 1 to 2 years. That being said, it was probably an Alabama fan that was scrolling back to find dirt on Kyler Murray. Boomer Sooner.
Well, yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Yes.
And that's somebody who would have a lot of time on their hands, probably.
Aww.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.